safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Welcome everybody to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. We're live, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in once again. All right. You know what it is, man. You know, tonight it's our music review panel that we go. Our nationwide review panel. And it goes by ill or kill. You know what I mean? That's what we call it here on the show. All right? And it's pretty simple. Where's my background music? That's why I sound so all quiet in my ear. Where's my music? Hold on, let me keep my music. Okay, there it is. Basically, it's real simple, man. You know what I mean? People sending the music and everything, you know. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show real quick and let you guys, know what's going on here for this show. Okay, so, episode 278. Ill or Kill, the indie music review. All right, once again, the number to dial in is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966, all right? Welcome to K100 Radio's very own review music segment, all right? Artists send us music in from all over the country, and we play it. And the callers that's on the phone line, they vote. The goal is to get more ills than kills, basically. And it's pretty much that simple. We normally have callers, you know, from all over the nation, not just callers from one region, you know? So the music that's sent in, which is actually music that's sent in from all over the nation, too, because this is internet radio, so it's promoted over Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. So people that call into the show, that send music into the show, they're from everywhere, you know. We've had people from all over the country, man, send us music in. So the music most often, in order for it to get ill, it really has to be a good all around song. You know what I mean? A lot of songs that, you know, that just sound good maybe in one region, a lot of times they get killed on the show. And to get killed on the show because you have people from all over the nation actually tuning in, listening to K100. So, you know, if you make a song that, you know, only people in the South or North or East or West or whatever may like, you could get ill. It's been a lot of quote-unquote what you want to call Southern songs or Up North songs, whatever, get ill. But they were good all-around songs, I guess, or maybe it was the people on the line. You never really know. But, you know, it's the goal is to have all-around nationwide appeal music here at K100 Internet Radio, and that's what we want to play, you know what I'm saying? That's the best thing about Internet Radio. All you need is a computer, and, you know, in our case, a phone will do, you know? And you can tune in to the live broadcast from all over the world, you know? So, the wide audience is pretty much the advantage that we have over FM radio. FM radio is going to have more listeners, especially if I'm broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. So to even think that I got more people listening to this show than 107.9 or 103 is just retarded. But I bet you I have more people on a daily basis on each episode listening from more places. You know what I mean? From more places. You know what I mean? Even if someone like V103 and 107.9, they have websites up and stuff. You know what I mean? But I guarantee you I got more people listening to my show from California. My show now. Not a syndication of 107.9. It's 107.9 in other cities, but their version of that with their music they're playing and, you know, their host. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that K100 actually has more people listening to it from more states and more cities than the local FM station, because we target more people. We advertise to more people. You know, more people are sending music in from other places. More people call in for the talk segments. More people call in to rate music from all over, you know. And so that's the beauty of internet radio, man. It exposes you to a wider audience. Maybe not as many people, if not even close as too many people as FM radio at one time. Because FM radio is going to cover the couple of 100,000, you know, people that's in your locale if you're in a big city. And, you know, we just don't have that kind of advertising power or accessibility because, you know, you just click on the radio in your car and everybody's always riding their car. They're always listening to FM radio. But now, internet radio is trying to get there. They're trying to make it where you can pretty much pipe in internet radio into your car. You can already pipe it into your phone, right? Even if you can't listen to K100 Radio live, you can always listen to the replay on your phone, your iPod, or your iPad, because just in case you didn't know, we are an official podcast inside the iTunes store, right? So if you have iTunes, right, then you need to subscribe to the podcast, okay? That way you can take K100 on the go and you can listen to it whenever you want to. If you got an iPod, you're one of the people who don't listen to the radio, you kind of walk around and ride in the train or whatever you're doing in class, in college, or whatever you got going on, and you're listening to, you know, your iPod or even your phone for the most part, whatever you got going on. And if you're using iTunes to organize all that stuff, then we're in iTunes, in the podcast section, in the iTunes store, all right? So, subscribe to the podcast. But essentially, we're going to be, at some point, internet radio will be just as easy to access as radio, as just getting in your car and flicking the switch. So hopefully we're getting there soon, all right? Let's see, one other thing. We got a couple of events going on. I'll be running some promo for the stuff tonight. Once again, the number's 347-934-0966. Go ahead and hit the phone lines. We can't start voting on the music. I got some people on the phone lines already, but I got to have a lot more. I never start Illa Kill until I got 10 people on the phone lines, all right? 10 people on the phone lines, and I'll crank Illa Kill up. You know what I'm saying? Not just 10 people on the phone listening, but 10 people that actually call in and then press the number 1. Remember, if you're listening to me and you're on the phone lines right now, I see a couple people already hit the number 1. If you want to vote on the music, all right, make sure you hit the number 1. If you're an artist and you're calling to check in and let me know you're on the phone lines listening and you're ready to get your music played, you definitely need to hit the number 1. If you represent that person, if you're that artist manager, sister, brother, mother, whatever, talking about, you know, I'm trying to represent for them to get the music on and get it voted on, you definitely need to hit the number 1 and holler at me, all right? Once again, 347-934-0966. We've got a couple people on the lines. We're going to wait for it to build up. It only takes 15 minutes anyway. And you know what? I tell people all the time, man, you know, people just call in right at 8 o'clock when the show. I know people got shit going on. But if I could just get 10 people to just call the line as soon as I crank up, I could probably squeeze in like 3 more votes every episode, for real. I could squeeze in at least 3 more votes on Illa Kill and get 3 more people into rotation every show if motherfuckers would just call in at 8 o'clock. Oh, no. Everybody on CP time. Shouts out to 678-698. 678-526. I'm going to come to your phone lines in a minute for calling in early. I'm just going to check in and see who that is. But we got to get some more people on. Shouts out to 404. Shouts out to the 718. But you guys are not raising your hand. Okay, somebody. Shouts out. What is that? 267. That's Philly. Shouts out to y'all. Make sure y'all hit the number 1 if y'all want to vote. Shouts out to everybody trickling in. We're going to get ready to set it off in a minute. Start playing this music. But before I say that, I had a couple announcements. Pay attention. If you're in the Atlanta area, all right, you know what I'm saying, every Wednesday night's over at Throwbacks over on the South Side. Street Talk, they hold a nice open mic over there. Old National, what you know about that? South Side checking in, man. Go over there and check them out. Street Talk over there on Old National. They do a nice little open mic. P. Brown, Bag Boy, shouts out to them. They also do another open mic over there at J. Paul's over there on Tara Boulevard on the South Side. So if you know about South Side Atlanta, Clayco, Old National, you know what I'm saying? That's not Clayco, but still, you know, oh, Tara Boulevard is. Go check them guys out. Wednesdays at Throwbacks and Thursdays over at J. Paul's over there on Tara Boulevard. Also, Fridays, Big Bully Streets Go Bully promo host a night over there at Lucky Lounge downtown. You can get at me or you can get at Go Bully at Go Bully promo on Twitter. Hit him up if you want to throw a party, a release party, anything like that right there downtown. Nice spot. You know what I mean? Good food. $5 Ciroc special. $5 Diddy Juice, nigga. $5 Diddy Juice on Fridays, all right? Hit up Go Bully Promo. You know what I mean? Or you can hit me up and I can get you on the list. I can get you in contact with the people if you want to, you know, get in free. Ladies get a couple of free drink tickets and $5 Ciroc up until midnight, though. You know what I mean? Everything's up until midnight, of course. And after that, then, you know, shit get to that regular club shit. All right? But hit us up, man, if you want to check us out on Fridays down there at Lucky Lounge. Let's see. The rest of the stuff I got promo commercials for and all that kind of crap. So we'll just play that during the course of the show. All right. So we got a couple of artists lined up already. I'm going to tell you some music that I got sent in to me. All right. I don't even know if these people are going to be on the line or not. Hopefully they will so I can get this shit in rotation. All right. Capo. Army of Two. Bomb. I don't know if they want to say B-O-M-B or Bomb. Vidi, I don't know, Young Vidi, I don't know how to say that. Young Damon, Peasy, Will B, Tammy Lou, Fetty Family, Gutter Squad, Vet, Mastermind, Jazz Star, Trey Donya, Jay Cash Out. All right, those are some of the songs that I got already. Loaded up, ready to go, man. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hurry up and hit the phone lines, man, so we can go ahead and get the voting. Y'all be killing me calling in the fucking show late. Everybody wants to call in the show late. And then I waste 15, 20 minutes when I could have voted on three songs by then. Let me see who's already on the phone line. Who's this? 678-698. What up, though?
Man, quit playing with me, man. Quit playing.
Oh, what up, though? There you
what up,
well, shit, where the hell you been, man? P. Reg in the building. What up, though?
Man, what's up, bro? You know I'm over here working, man, with my partner, Sir Mo, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm in the lab right now, so you know how we keep it doing. Slick Talk Challenge Entertainment, man. One pipe.
All right, that's what's up, man. Shout out to the homie, man. That P. Reg is technically my co-host who never comes to work. I don't know how an employee hasn't been to work in 6 months and still has a job. I don't know how that works. I don't know. What does that mean?
Hey, man, one thing about Taylor, man, it lords over everybody. So, I mean, everybody, man, who really don't know about that?
P-Reg hasn't been to work in 6 fucking months. Literally. 6 months he hasn't reported in for duty at K100 Radio. He's still my brother from another mother, though. But this type of shit.
Hey, man, one thing about it, man, when money rolls back around here, man, P. Red gonna be in dick, man. You know what I'm saying? On dick, in dick, whatever y'all want to call it. Early.
All right, hold on. Stand by, bro. Let me see who this is on the phone line. 678.
Man, no
Five.
Doubt.
Who's this?
Who is who, nigga?
Glenwood Lalo.
Ain't no question.
Look, man. Y'all be. You be calling me from 4 different numbers, man.
Hey man, Glenwood lay low. They called me that for a reason. It's true.
Glenwood lay low on the line. Shout out to Glenwood lay low. He's got the new mixtape in the street. It's true. Hosted by who? You know.
100 Radio. Blissom in the building.
Y'all ain't never heard a motherfucking mixtape hosted by internet radio show, man. You got to check that shit out. That shit is official.
I was at the car wash, right? And my homeboy, you know, he got like 15, 20-inch speakers in his goddamn trunk. He bumping that shit. Motherfuckers is just standing around the car just saying, wow, wow. They just kept saying, wow. I'm telling you, that motherfucker, that's the hardest shit in the streets right now, my nigga.
Yeah, man. Now, I mean, I think it's just the fact that you just didn't get a regular DJ. Shouts out to you, man. I'm glad you hit me up and tapped me to do that, man. It was the first time I had did anything like that.
Man, it's common sense, man. Yep. You got the voice. You got the energy for it, man. Why wouldn't I? You know what I mean? Shouts out to you for doing it. You know what I mean? For real.
But you guys got to check that Glenwood Lalo out. It's right now. It just came out, man. We just had a big-ass release party on Sunday. We went in.
Wow.
Lalo normally wakes up at 9 o'clock in the morning, like on chain game time, and then they're gonna wake up to afternoon. That's how I know how the party was a success.
Ain't no question.
Because slept in, because this motherfucker waking up at 5 a.m. and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 o'clock or some shit. I was like, oh yeah, we went in last night for real. But we had a great release party at Goosebumps downtown Atlanta this past weekend, man. So shouts out to him, man. Check it out on Dat Piff, man. Glenwood Lalo. Let me see who else checking in, man. I mean, hopefully we can get some more people on this phone line so we can start this shit. They'll be in here about right about now. 8:15. They starting to crawl in. Stand by. 678-755. Who this?
What's poppin', man? This Mastermind.
Mastermind, what up, baby?
What's going on?
What's going on? You're going to be first then since you done came. You done hit the line. You've been on the deck. You're going to be up first. What do I got by Mastermind loaded up here? To the Max.
Yep, go ahead.
Max, To the Max. That's who's going to be on. That's going to be your first. What made you come up with a name like Mastermind? I just want to know. It sounds like a guy name.
What made you come up with that name? That name was actually given to me by one of my friends, and I just switched the whole spelling around. That's really all that it was.
Uh-huh. And that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, we got you on deck. You know what I mean? You'll be first. Well, as soon as we get about, we need about 4 more people that's ready to vote. We got people on the line, but then, you know, sometimes people call into the show, they don't want to vote. They just want to listen and shit.
Right,
I got love for them, though. I'm not mad at y'all. Don't hang up and shit. I love y'all because y'all be supporting the show. Y'all make my numbers good. I just be wishing everybody that calling in would be wanting to vote. I need at least 10 voters. You know what I mean? It's not about how many people listening. It's about how many people really willing to give you the feedback. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point. And everybody be on black folks time. I say I go live at 8. Niggas want to call in at 8:30 and shit. Type of shit I be talking about. But we're going to get you on deck. You're going to be the first one since you already on here. All right, stand by.
Okay, most definitely.
All right, what up, though? 312. What up, though? Who this?
Hey, this is Tucson Sam. What's good, man?
What up, man? Now, Tucson Sam will be played tonight. I had him for a minute. I think he sent it in last week. I had your music last week, I think. But, you know, we had a lot of artists that actually called in last week. So, you know, we all, like I told you in the email, we always play the people who are calling to the show. You know what I'm saying? And we play them.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean? So, you know, that's the reason why I do that. For all the artists who just checking in, maybe this is your first time being on K100 and everything. The reason why I do that, homie. And Mastermind, whoever else is on the phone line, people are slowly trickling in now. It's because if you do that, if I got 17 submissions for this week, you know what I'm saying? If only just those artists right there was to call in to the show, I could start right at 8 o'clock and y'all could just vote on each other's shit. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. But it could start on time. The show could crank up. We'd have enough people right at 8. And then I could, you know, vote on a whole bunch of songs and get more people in the rotation. I waste 20 minutes of the show talking shit every fucking Wednesday at Illa Kill, and people know the same shit, same time, and we waste 20 minutes because niggas want to drag their feet coming into the phone line. And this is the only thing I hate about Illa Kill. This is my only show that I depend on the callers. You know, I hate depending on niggas. You know what I'm saying, Tucson Sam? Don't you hate depending on niggas?
Yeah.
I have to depend on the callers in order for this particular segment to work. This segment doesn't work. All my other segments, I don't need callers. You know what I mean? I can just run the show and do the show. But this segment is dependent upon people actually calling and being on time and calling the fucking show and holding on and voting. my people. Well, we got you on deck, man. Tucson Sam, I see the name of that joint is She's Hot. So you'll be the second person, all right?
Bet that.
You also have to vote on the other music, though. All right?
Yeah, that's a bet. I'll be around. I'll be on the line and shit.
Absolutely. Now, one thing about I want to tell everybody, all right, we're getting ready to go ahead and start. I got enough people now. One thing I got to tell everybody about the voting process, please, please, please pay attention. The show is about feedback. The show is about honest feedback. Do not ill a song, say you like a song, because your reason is, man, at least they out here trying, man. They could be selling dope or doing what. No, I don't want to hear that. All right? Do you like the song? Do you not like the song? Bottom line, you know what I'm saying? If you like the song, you give it an L. If you don't like it, you give it a kill. So whatever your reason is, you don't like it, I don't care. Most of the time, when we start this show up, you're going to hear a whole bunch of songs that get killed because they were recorded poorly and they got poor quality, and the people are going to say, man, it sounds like trash. I mean, it might have been a good song, but these niggas' mix is horrible. And you can really tell on internet radio. Guess what? More songs get killed for that than anything else. And I'm always getting people want to, you know, want to put the horse before the cart. The cart before the horse. Wait, yeah, that way. And they want to fucking throw that shit on radio and send that shit all out to people, and they shouldn't even mix the master jet, nigga. You ain't even recorded that shit right. So then they get on the show, and then it gets murked. And then they looking at me like, oh, man, that nigga a hater. Nah, nigga, be professional. Fuck you talking about? So if you get killed over quality, that ain't my fault. You know what I mean? 443, what up, though? Who's this? 443.
It's Twink, what's good?
Twink, what up, baby?
What's going on,
man? I wanted to call your show so bad last night, but I got tied up when I got off the goddamn phone. When I thought about it, it was like 11:15. I was like, fuck. I wanted
you
to talk.
You could have hit me on Facebook. I'd have called because the show went over, like way over. I'd have called you in from the switchboard because, like, I wanted more artists to call in. I had a bunch of battle rappers call in, a bunch of people that freestyle, but I didn't have too many actual artists call in. So, you know, everybody's opinion was more way towards the battle rapping aspect of rap. But
right.
It is
what
it is.
Your show was battle rap versus, what was it, battle rap versus what?
Battle rappers versus artists versus freestylers. I wanted to know if you can interchange what you do, and if there was like a certain different shit, I can't think right now. But if it was a difference between all of them, pretty much.
Right. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna get ready to go ahead and start, man. You feel me? I don't know. I'm just gonna start with the callers that I got on the line right now. You know what I mean? Some people be like, nah, man, that shit ain't fair. But it's like, I mean, you actually got a better chance of getting ill when it's less people on the phone lines. If I got 15, 20 people on the phone lines, you know what I'm saying? Then you know, it's more people that could kill it. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead and start it right now with the people that's on the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines, man, and you can hear the music, man, make sure you push the number one, all right? You feel me? We got enough people on the phone lines right now to go ahead and start hitting it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? You guys got to make sure you hit the phone lines, all right? 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show, man. You guys got to vote on the music, all right? I don't give a fuck if I get 5 calls. I guess it's best 3 out of 5. I'm going to put it on the fucking subway. Know what I mean? It is what it is. All right. I can't prolong it no longer. See, what's going to make me mad in a minute is everybody going to call in. This is what all the artists do, right? I know it's because niggas ain't got 3 minutes till 9. This is what it's really about is niggas ain't got 3 minutes till 9. Because then at 9... everybody call the phone lines. They be like, yo, I'm on the line, Blizzard. I'm on the line, Blizzard. And then at that point, I got 20 songs left to play. Or 10, you know what I mean? And it's really impossible to play that many and then take the votes. And then niggas is feeling some type of way. But I'm like, yo, the whole first hour, I be playing like 3 songs and shit. Because you niggas want to drag your feet. I'm going to stop doing Illa Kill. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Because my show take a hit with numbers with Illa Kill. I'm going to stop doing this shit. No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to do the artist who dedicated like that. All right, first up, Mastermind. We're going to go ahead and vote on her shit. All right, listen, the name of the joint is called To The Max. You know what I mean? This is a female artist. You know what I mean? I was totally fooled by the name when it said she was a female. I was like, damn, really? Female? We'll see what she working with, man. They're going to take the votes. Just in case you didn't know, whoever gets more ills than kills, you get put onto the subway. Which is basically the all music segment of the show, the rotational segment of the show, you know what I mean? And that's when, you know, I basically run the music, I run it back to back in a 2-hour segment. I can end up playing up to 30 songs, you know what I'm saying, because I kind of, you know, blend them in right behind each other. Sometimes I actually let the subway run 3 hours, and then I get up to like 40 songs, you know what I'm saying? And people were telling me, man, that's one of my highly downloaded shows because people can just throw the headphones on, man, download that shit, and just ride out like 3 hours of music, man, just bumping all new shit, all hot shit, all indie. All right, first up, man, let's go ahead and get this shit crunky. Masterminds, to the max right here on K100 Internet Radio. Tell me what you think. Is it ill?
When I'm in the booth, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. When I'm on the stage, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. Bandit track in your car, turn into the fucking Mac. If a nigga talking shit, dump his ass to the Mac. When I'm in the booth, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. When I'm on the stage, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. Bandit track in your car, turn into the fucking Mac. If a nigga talking shit, dump his ass to the Mac. I'm all the way turned up to the fucking Mac. And when I hit the stage, all I throw is fucking stacks. You niggas say I'm whack, but in the booth I'm spitting facts. I'm to the max when I'm in the booth dropping tracks. Shout out to Kingpin, that's my nigga, he makes the beat. It's only right that I make it happen to drop some heat. I turn to the max, and with the way I'm turning down. Never get rid of me, cause I'ma be around. When I'm in the club, the max is what I turn into. Niggas don't like how I fight, they can get it too. I'm never in the club unless I max. When I'm in the booth, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. When I'm on the stage, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. Bandit track in your car, turn into the fucking Mac. If a nigga talking shit, dump his ass to the Mac. When I'm in the booth, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. When I'm on the stage, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. Bandit track in your car, turn into the fucking Mac. If a nigga talking shit, dump his ass to the Mac. Turn to the Mac, you know what the fuck I mean. And if I'm on the scene, you know what's all about the green. Niggas talking shit, hell yeah, I stomp them out. To the max, knock them in his head and in his mouth. In your whip, turn the track to the fucking max. You niggas ducks to me, all you do is fucking quack. It's a circus in the booth, yeah, I come to clown. And if you got a smile, I'll turn your shit into a frown. I'm taking over the game, be on the bolo, nigga. I move a fast pace, you move a slow mo, nigga. You say you off the meter, but I'm off the fucking. When I turn into the Mac, you know I do it well. When I'm in the booth, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. When I'm on the stage, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. Bandit track in your car, turn into the fucking Mac. If a nigga talking shit, dump his ass to the Mac. When I'm in the booth, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. When I'm on the stage, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. Bandit track in your car, turn into the fucking Mac. If a nigga talking shit, dump his ass to the Mac. It's the third verse. A nigga in his fucking mouth. When I'm to the max, there ain't nobody stopping me. Shaq in the paint, there ain't nobody blocking me. When I ball out, I'm balling out to the max. Hit them all, buy it out and stay fucking tax. I'm to the max, when I hit the club, check my fit. Hell yeah, my whips gotta match my kicks. If you don't do it to the max, you's a lame. I maxed out my credit card, cause money ain't a thing. Stuff a nigga to the max if he talking shit. Turn the track to the max, nigga, it's a hit. When I'm in the booth, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. When I'm on the stage, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. Bandit track in your car, turn into the fucking Mac. If a nigga talking shit, dump his ass to the Mac. When I'm in the booth, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. When I'm on the stage, I turn into the motherfucking Mac. Bandit track in your car, turn into the fucking Mac. If a nigga talking shit, dump his ass to the Mac.
What up, though? And we're back with my music, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. So we're back. We got the phone lines up. 347-934-0966. That first joint was Mastermind, Turned Up to the Max. All right, you know the drill, man. I play the song, then I go to the phone lines, and the people tell me whether it's ill or should it be killed. Honest opinion, honest feedback. Give it to us raw. Let's go. First up, 312, ill or kill?
That shit ill.
Ill, okay. One vote. 443, ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill. All right. 678-755, ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill. 770-968, ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill. All right. Let's see if 763-807, ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill. 44784, ill or kill?
I missed that one.
You missed that one?
All
right. Okay. You just got on the line there. All right, stand by. All right, 678-526, ill or kill?
Damn, she ain't won yet. Ill, man. She don't
win
anywhere.
All right. You know how it is, man. You know I gotta take all the votes, man. If they got their hand raised, you know what I'm saying? I gotta give it an ill or kill. You know what I'm saying? But that was seven votes right there. So you know what I mean? Even if it was three more people on the line that won the vote and rounded up to 10, it wouldn't even matter. You know why? Because it would have been 7-3, and I'm only gonna stop at 10 votes tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You feel me? So I can squeeze in as much music as I can. So. With that being said, Mastermind, ill. To the max. I guess you know what it is, man. It's going to be on the subway. The all music segment of the show. Shout out and congratulations to Mastermind. We'll slide her in there. As promised, not this week. This week, because I had to tackle some other issues with, you know, just stuff that's going on in society. With K100, but next week I'll get back to. I'm trying to do two subways next week. This week, of course, I'm doing the subway tomorrow, so I'm only going to be able to do one this week. But since I'm only doing one, I'm going to do a 3-hour subway instead of a 2-hour subway, since I didn't get a chance to do two different segments this week, man. I know I promised the artist that I was going to do it twice a week so I could get more songs played. You feel me? Because artists are feeling slighted a little bit because they're like, "Yo, I'm in rotation, but I only get played like once or twice a month because you got." You only do one show a week, so I said I was going to, you know, do more shows, and I promise I will. I will do two subways next week, but I'm only going to do one this week, but I'm going to do a 3-hour show. I'm going to do a 3-hour subway, you feel me? So I still have lots and lots of music tomorrow for you guys to tune in to. So once again, shouts out to Mastermind. They say they like the song To The Max. All right, next up. The homie Toussaint Sam. He called in. He's ready. You know what I'm saying? To take his stripes. You know what I'm saying? To take his vote. All right. The name of this joint is called... Hold on. Let me get back down to the song. Hold on. I moved away from it. She's Hot. Toussaint Sam. All right. We're going to go ahead and... We're going to vote on this one right here. All right. Once again, this is Toussaint Sam. Name of the joint is She's Hot. All right. Let me know. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Right here on K1's Internet Radio, man. Run it.
Yes.
Yes, your mind is song is ours. You come from Mars, I ain't from Earth. Parallel universe, opposite birth. You killing these bitches, dead weight, you ain't feeling these bitches. Silly ass whore, spotlight, they whore. Get out the way, move, bitch. This hot ass shit so groovy, ain't gotta say much. Flame from the fire you attract is enough. Out of mind, out of sight, bright. I'm like a moth to a light, oh.
She's hot.
That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. That was Toussaint Sam. Our name of that joint was She's Hot. We'll go ahead and start from the top. 678-526, homie. Illa
Come
Kill.
On. Come on, man. Hold up.
Wait, man.
Why you gonna pick me first, man? Man, listen. Hold up. Did he say put my ass in your face?
I don't know. Did he?
I think that's what he said. He said, put my ass in your face. Yeah, I'm going to have to kill that.
Okay. Four, four, three. Twink, Illa Kill.
I was going to ill it, but after hearing that, nah, I didn't really pay attention to the words. I could hear it being played in the club where you don't really listen to the words. So I'll end it for that because, you know, it's good background music. But, you know, I really don't know what he said at all.
So you, which one, what were you doing, illing it or killing it? I don't know.
I'm
lost.
I'm an illit because, you know, it's nice
what?
Background music. I'm an illit. It's nice background music.
You're illing it because it's background music. I never heard of that. Okay. You're illing background music. Okay. 678-755, Illa Kill.
Ew.
Huh?
Ill.
Ill?
Yeah.
770-968, Illa Kill.
I got to kill that one.
All right. 404-784, Illa Kill.
Kill it. No. Uh-uh.
All right. 612-807, Illa Kill.
What's up, man? Ill, mastermind, to the max. You already know. We in Minnesota supporting that shit.
Yo, that's not
you
what
already
I
already know,
played.
Man.
That's already been played. Did you hear the one I just played? That's already gone.
Oh, the one that was just played?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was just listening to it over the line, man. That was, I say ill, man. I say ill. We got the same thing in our state, rush it or flush it. But that's definitely ill. Both of them last two tracks, man.
All right.
I thought you were playing for the last two tracks. All right, thanks, y'all.
All right. 312, Illa Kill.
Man, that shit was super ill, man. And that nigga ain't say something about ass was ill, whatever. The nigga said the motherfucking, he was dancing and shit. And goddamn, he got the other bitch. And now he got the other bitch. And now that bitch that was dancing on him, the one that was talking shit, now she just behind him now, looking at the new bitch that he dancing on. So there go the lyrics. That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no other shit or nothing like that. That shit jamming, that shit ill, period.
All right, ill. 4-3 vote. It passed the test. That's only 7 people on the line that's voting at this particular point. So it passed the test, 4-3. All right. Next up. Let's see here. Who I got next? Let's see. I'm going to go with Gutter Squad, because I actually heard this record in the club. You know what I mean? This guy was actually at Goosebumps, and he sent me this record. You know what I mean? I'm gonna play this record right here and see what y'all think about it. You know what I mean? Let me know right now what you thinking. The name of the joint is called Money. All right. This is Gutter Squad right here, K1's Internet Radio. Tell me, is it ill or kill right here? Gutter Squad. Name of the record? Money. That was Gutter Squad. You know what I mean? That sounded really good in the club when we was at Goosebumps, when the dude played it. You know, he dropped it. Bang. You know what I'm saying? The Scrippers, they was up there. But it doesn't matter what the Scrippers think. All that matters at this particular point.
didn't like would be unfair. Just a moment of your time to see the same there. Looking familiar in its line as each there. Something special, something good, put it in the air. I know you feel it, I can tell by the way you stare. That's why you looking this hot in here, getting here to go. Oh, I wanna kiss you, touch you, take you every way. Hey, and I can be your prey, you can be my grizzly bear. And if you ever doubt me, put my hands on the Bible and sway. So let's get this, big, go, go. If you got to get up to get in this, got to get up to get in this.
Radio. My whole speech board is just pretty much locked up on me, and I can't get back into my system. I'm actually calling from my home phone. Hold on. what do you want me to do, people? Like, I don't even know. I can't even run the show like right now. Hold on a second. I may have to. 770-968. Hello?
Yo, what to do?
What to do, man? I know you can hear me right now, but right now, I can't control my switchboard. My switchboard is totally blanked out on me. I was trying to make sure my phone line was working, but obviously right now I can't operate my show. I'm on the line with tech support. You guys, thanks for being patient with me. Maybe I can probably host a show like this, like I'm doing right now. Did you just hear the last two songs that played? 770?
Yeah.
Did you just hear the last two
songs? Yeah, I heard the last one, yeah.
You heard the last one? All right, man, I don't know what's going on with this shit, man. This shit is crazy. It's not even letting me... It's not letting me control my switchboard as far as, like, letting me personally talk through the show. I'm actually talking to a separate phone line right now. It's the only way I can figure out how to get my voice back on the air live. So I apologize for that right there. So I don't even want to – I'm not even going to take votes on those last two songs. I'm going to start over, right? 347-934-0966. I don't even know if people can actually dial into the show right now, though. Actually, because I don't even know. I know my switchboard is working, but I don't even know if I'm broadcasting over the internet right now. Are you listening to me on the internet, too, or are you just listening to me on the phone?
No, I'm on the phone.
On the phone? Okay, stand by. So, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, let me check on this technical difficulty with these folks right here. Hold on real quick. Hey, Face.
What up?
What up? Can you, were you able to hear the music and stuff? Are you listening to me on the internet or just on your phone?
I'm on my phone.
Yeah, my phone, okay. So something going on with the switchboard. It totally locked up on me and wouldn't let me talk or nothing, anything right there, so I had to call in from my phone line. See, I'm trying to rectify the problem right now so we can get back to the show. Stand by, people. I'm going to go ahead and take votes, man. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I don't even know what happened. I really don't want to do that, though, but I want to take votes on that other song that I played that, the very first song that I played was Gutter Squad, because I really want to see if these guys, let's see how many people on the phone heard the Gutter Squad joint. Let's see. 312, did you hear the Gutter Squad joint, Money?
Yeah, I heard it.
What you think about that one? Was it ill or kill?
Yeah, that shit was ill. That next one was kill.
The last one was a kill? Alright, let me take them one by one. Ill, hold on. Did you just hear that sound effect? Did you just hear that sound effect?
Yeah.
Alright. So obviously y'all can hear the shit, but for some reason I can't hear myself talking. Alright. Let's see, 770-968, ill or kill for that very first joint, that Money joint. Did you hear that one?
Yeah. I'm gonna hear that. I fuck with it.
You gonna ill that one? All right. That's two ills. Do you hear that hand clap too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 678-755. Did you hear the Money joint by Gutter Squad? When you give it an ill or kill, can you vote on it?
Yeah, I want to give it an ill, and I'm listening to you on the radio just to let you know, on the internet, just to let you know I can't hear you on the internet too.
You can't hear me on the internet too? Man, it's so weird, but my microphone is totally not working here in the studio. I can't hear shit, so I literally had to call in from a damn outside line into my own fucking show. That's the only reason why y'all can hear me right now, because I can totally hear nothing inside of the studio. So the technical people are chatting with me right now, chatting with y'all and doing my show at the same time, and see if these motherfuckers can get it fixed. All right, but that's another ill for Gutter Squad. Stand by. Let me go ahead and vote. Take another call. Faith, did you hear the Gutter Squad song, the Money song?
I heard the first one. That was the first one?
Yeah, the first one. Did you hear that one? Feel that?
Yeah, I
okay.
The second one.
All right. Let's see. Did I take this call? 504-606. What up? Welcome to K100. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gila.
Who?
Gila.
What's happening, babe, from the 504? Did you hear that first song, Gutter Squad?
I didn't hear the first one. The second one, kill it.
I'm not gonna take a vote on the second one. Like, everybody, the third person that said kill, but I want to give the artist a chance because that's kind of like right when the switchboard went out on me. So, you know what I mean? I wanted to be able to take all the calls, man. It was like seven people hung up because it was like a dead spot because my switchboard froze up. So that's unfair to the artist. I'm not gonna do that. But you didn't hear the first one, though. You didn't hear Money. Did you hear that Money song? That Gutter Squad song, Money.
Me?
Yeah, you. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear
okay.
The first one. The second
okay.
One with the females.
All right. That was five ills, though. I'm going to go ahead and pass the Gutter Squad joint just because I'm not voting, but because it was a technical difficulty and everybody who I asked liked it already. So I'm going to go ahead and give Gutter Squad a pass. All right. It's kind of weird for me hosting the show like this right here. I'm actually listening to the show over a phone, not actually in my studio, so you guys got to bear with me so I can catch my bears real quick. Alright, I'm not going to play that Tammy Lou song, Physical, again. I don't know. I'll try her another day. She's not even on the phone lines anyway. I'll do another day. I'm going to go to the next song, alright? The next joint, this joint is called Booty. Yes. Literally. The name of the song is called Booty. It's by a dude named Peasy. I met him at an open mic here in Atlanta last week. You know what I'm saying? He stepped to me. So, you know, a lot of times when I meet people in physical and in person and stuff, you know, and they step to me, they give me their songs, and they make sure they follow up with me. You know, I try and give these guys, you know what I'm saying, some airplay, you know, and make sure these guys get their shot to be on, you know, be on Ill or Kill and be on the Subway. You know, just because, you know, sometimes I meet guys who just aren't internet savvy. They're kind of street guys, and I know this is an internet show, but they're trying to break open, cross over. You know what I'm saying? And they be at open mics, and they come up to me, and they be like, yo, man, I'm trying to get on internet radio, man. I don't know about it, but I want to be on it. And they motivated, you know what I'm saying? He did respond to the emails and stuff when he sent this song in. So I'm going to go ahead and run this song, man. The name of this joint is called Booty. It's called Booty. Now, he did it in the club, and it went hard. I don't know how it's going to go over with you guys on K100 tonight, but he did it in the club. Shit sounded good. I mean, the performance was good, I guess. But this is Peasy. The name of the joint is called Booty, right here on K100 Internet Radio. Let me know if it's ill or kill.
she got it. She bad ass, 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 she got it. Bad ass, bad ass. I'm checking you out. You got that where it be. Tell me what you about. I see you making your money. These niggas making it rain. They throwing 10 to 20. I see you doing your thing. Put that down on that pole. She dropped it to the flow. I was like, whoa, goddamn, that's for sure. That booty weighs a ton. Oh, we gon' have some fun. I'ma beat it up. Like Young Jock on that phone. Yeah. That pussy make you love her. Tattoo on her booty cheek. And this ain't the beauty. I wanna turn out to the piece. Some of that clean pussy. Push your leg behind your head. I'ma beat that pussy and put the bed. She got it, she got it. 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 She got it, she got it.
Apologize for the issues. Get it together, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, man. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com. K1's your internet radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Is it ill? Shouldn't be killed. That was Peasy. The name of the joint, Booty. We're going to go to the phone line and see if they're feeling it. 770-968. What up, though? You feeling that, Peasy?
No, I ain't digging that one. I'm going to kill that.
Oh, killing that. Killing the Peasy joint. I was telling y'all, man, but them chicks in the club, they was like booty. They were rocking, but okay. Kill. All right, 484-948. You feeling that Peasy booty?
Bless him, man. Bless him, bless him, man. I couldn't understand one word or hear a word he was saying.
But all you need to know is booty.
Alright, cool. We all like booty. But we want to hear what he's saying about the booty.
Okay.
Killer.
Okay. You heard those gunshots?
Nah. No,
you didn't hear the gunshot?
Nah.
See, man, they killing me, man. Well, anyway, y'all can't hear my sound effects or nothing right now. They trying to work it out right now. I'm trying to test support and do my show at the same time, so I can only hear y'all voice, and y'all can hear my voice, but y'all can't hear no sound effects, nor my background music or nothing. I'm actually hosting the show through my damn phone like a fucking guest phone right now. So y'all got to bear with me. But we're still going to take these votes. 443, give him a kill.
Kill it? What the hell was that?
It was booty.
Exactly. That's what the fuck it was. Some booty. Kill it.
All right, Kill. I can't even do my. Yo, Illa Kill is not. I don't even know if this is going to be really. I don't even know if we'll keep this episode, man. Maybe I got to go back in the edit and then put the fucking gunshots in after the fact. I can't believe I got to go through this shit. Fucking blog talk. 845-764 Illa Kill on the PZ joint. Booty.
I didn't even hear that joint, man.
All right. Next couldn't up, even 678. Hear. All right, well, who is this? Who is this? 845, who's this?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah Da Vinci, man. What's good?
Oh, okay. What's up, homie? We got you on deck, and we'll run you next, all right? I'm having some real technical difficulties. I'm having real technical difficulties with the show.
It's all good.
Up,
do what
but,
you do, bro.
Well, yeah, the people are still be able to hear the music, and they'll still be able to vote, all right? So stand by, all right?
All right.
All right, 678-755, Illa Kill for Booty by Peasy.
Kill it.
God damn, man. 0-5, man. 0-5. 404-784, Illa Kill for Peasy, Booty.
Oh, kill it. Oh, my God, I was falling asleep.
Okay. No one's feeling the Peasy joint. 843-640, Illa Kill for Peasy.
Kill it, Blizzum.
Oh, shit. All right. That's it. I'm not taking any more votes. Okay, so the PZ joint is dead. Bang, bang. If I had my sound effects and my bowls working, you'd hear the gunshots. All right, next up, this is another person that sent me to join in recently. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me find it, though. Real quick. They just sent this to me in today. Hold on. We're going to go ahead and get it up. Jermaine Da Vinci. That's it. The name of the joint is called Open Your Eyes, all right? The name of the joint is called Open Your Eyes. This is Jermaine Da Vinci right here on K1's Internet Radio. We're going to go ahead and play this joint. Once again, for everybody who's joining me on the phone lines, I got about five more people just hit the phone lines. I'm having a little bit of difficulties today on K100, so I'm actually hosting through the phone. You won't hear my normal hand claps and gunshots and all that good shit tonight on Illa Kill. We're having some problems with the switchboard, so I can't use the sound effects and stuff. So we're just going to play the music, and you're going to tell me, and I'm going to take the votes, all right? Right here, Jermaine Da Vinci, right now, new joint we're going to play. It's called Open Your Eyes. You guys let me know, is it ill or should it be killed? Right here on K100 Internet Radio.
Try walking by faith and not by sight. Then you won't see what the fuss is about. You talking to me? I don't see nothing. You don't see nothing? Nah. Open your eyes a little wider. You might see what's inside you. Something a little harder. Something a little stronger. Something a little wiser. You might see what's behind you. Is the past and the future's in front of us. Nothing can stop us. I should have been born with a compass to point me in the right direction when life disguises us. I'm a rhymer, master of the wordplay. Wish I had essays to bring me to the next day. Jesus is my sensei. In the image of God, saw angels in the x-ray. On your brain like Jean Grey. Telepathic telepathy. Move mountains if I can take you straight. I just want to eat great. I don't need a raw steak. I just need a nice plate. A little something that mom made. Some vegetables, edible stuff. Yeah. With some Kool-Aid, listen to something back in the day, like Mary J. Blige. What's the 411, Dave? Maybe a little Big Daddy Kane, the 5% lessons. Walking the path that Allah made, but it ain't the same. Since the heat came, but this ain't hell, who minds living in this heat wave? Open your eyes a little wider, you might see what's inside you. Something a little harder, something a little stronger, something a little wiser. But for me, I don't see nothing. You don't see nothing? Nah. Life is a bitch, ain't it? Anything bad, know that a bitch made it. But a nigga would still hit it. So you niggas are just as guilty with your dicks in it. Keep your mouth shut and your window tinted and your balls intact like Park Village. My grandma with the chinchilla and my mother about to get this house. So my family's chillin'. And my girl, she's so ecstatic. That girl is mine. I learned from Michael Jackson. I thrill her all the time. It's a lovely habit. You can keep the hoe, the crack addict that shows a crack on the crack addict. Crack it open. The ravens fly like a 46 crack addict.
Just wondering why I don't look at it. Cause I don't see nothing, baby. Maybe I need glasses. Open your eyes a little wider. You might see what's inside you. Something a little harder. Something a little stronger. Something a little wiser. But for me, I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing. You don't see nothing? Nah. You cats funny like sitcoms. Firecrackers and you're claiming that you're smart bombs. And when you blow, you only blow off your own arm. You want a strong arm something with nothing to swing on? I give you something to swing for at the end of.
Alright, well, normally, you know, I kind of mix that in and blend that out, but I can't. Thanks, Block Talk. Anyway, 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. Welcome to the show, man. For those of you tuning in, I got a whole bunch of more people on the line. I got to explain this over and fucking over. I'm having some technical difficulties here on the show. My background and my sound effects and my actual mic inside the studio is not working. And we're still trucking on. But I'm actually talking to you on the same phone lines that you calling me. I'm calling you. I'm calling my own show and talking to you through a phone line. And that's some shit. Yeah. So anyway, I can't. Welcome to Illa Kill, but you know you can't hear the gunshots and the sound effects and all the goddamn shit like that right about now. But we're still going to vote on that song. That joint was Jermaine Da Vinci, Open Your Eyes. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. You guys tell me whether or not it's Ill or Kill. 404, Jay Harris, what up, though? Illa Kill.
Man, I like his flow. I didn't like the song.
Okay. That's a kill, right?
Yeah, that's a kill.
All right, that's a kill. Stand by. 443-928-28,
Illa Kill. I'm going to kill it for the same reason as the last caller. And I'm also going to give you a heads up because BTR emailed me. They're going to have technical difficulties all week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm actually doing the chat tech support. While the song's playing, the lady's like, there's nothing she can do to help me. So I'm like, yo, let me just try and finish the show out this way. I only got, like, less than an hour left. So I'm going to try and finish out so I can get these songs. I'm working it this way. Fuck it. It is what it is. It's killing me, though. All right. Thanks for letting me know that, all right?
No problem.
All right. 850-691. Illa Kill.
Man, this Mooney G, man.
What up, homie?
Man, listen. That was some bullshit. The song before that? I liked that one better. And I halfway through that one, I went and made me something to eat. I just wish I would have waited till you played that song to go get something to eat.
The song
man,
before that, though, cool.
It, man,
it got killed too. They killed that
man,
one.
Man, don't kill it. Don't just kill it, man. Bury it alive, homie.
What's up with you, man? What's up? Thanks for calling the show, man. You called me on a bad night, though. They got some crazy shit going on.
I know, man.
Like,
hey, look here. Look here. Quick plug,
yeah.
Man. Next time you come through town, man, come holler at us at Pineapple with us, man. You know what's on me.
Absolutely, dog. I'm going to come through. Actually, low key, I may be there this weekend, but don't tell nobody.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, stand by. 770-968, Illa Kill.
Yo, what up? Jay Cash, I checking in. I'm about to kill that one. All
right, Jay Cash checking in. I got you on deck. We'll play you next, all right?
All right, let's do it.
All right, not looking good for this one right here, though. 44784, Illa Kill. 770-966.
See, I'm messed up now because I got the internet on and there's a delay, but I was feeling it. I liked it. I'm going to ill him tonight.
You going to ill him? Okay, he got one ill. That's what's up. Stand by. 678-526, Illa Kill.
Hey, man, I ain't here, but I just got some disturbing news on my Facebook, and I want to run it by you real quick, my nigga. Give me a second. It says, this just in. Now we know why George Zimmerman didn't get arrested. According to court records, George Zimmerman is the son of retired Supreme Court Magistrate Judge Robert J. Zimmerman. His mother, Gladys Zimmerman, is a court clerk. He has 3 closed arrests from 7-18-05 for resisting arrest with violence and a battery on Law Enforcement Officers Division 10. 8-9-05 for domestic violence, Division 44, and again on 8-10-05, domestic violence, Division 46.
Yeah, I heard that. I mean, I think that first came out yesterday, the first time
yeah.
I saw that post. Yeah, I saw that yesterday, man. So all the details and all the fuckery is really coming out now. You know what I'm saying? His mom and dad looked out for his ass, had his record seals and all that shit. That's why his ass didn't go down for the other shit and why his puss ass didn't go down for this shit right here. So, yeah, I actually saw that post for the first time yesterday, but it's been going viral all over the internet. It's hitting the news right now today. I saw CNN bring it up for the first time today. CNN brought it up for the first time today, early today. I saw them first talking about it for the first time early today. So, yeah, but it's looking like that's really what the real reason why his ass never was locked up. But in the end, he ain't going to make it. All right, standby. Let me take the rest of these votes, homie.
All right.
Let's see. Five kills, one ill. Let me see who else heard the song. Hold on real quick. 843-640, ill or kill?
Kill it.
Kill it. Six.
Yeah.
All right. Try one more. Let's see. Hold up. I'm going to go to the top up here, then we'll get back to the artist. 267-236, ill or kill? 267-236? Philly?
Yeah, I'm an illit. Actually, he remind me of ODB.
Okay. That's two ill, 6-2. All right. Let me take another call. 850-276. Did you hear that?
I'm a killer.
Killing it. All right.
Yeah, this is me for it.
All right, what up, though?
That's how you end up getting ready for work.
Oh, man. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Get that money.
Now, what's up?
All right, stand by. All right, let me go back up to the artist real quick. 845. Jermaine DaVinci.
Yes, sir.
What up, man? Unfortunately, man, he got like, I know you're going to ill it. That'll be three. But right now it's at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8-3. 8-3 for the kill for the joint, man. You know what I mean? So it didn't make it onto rotation this time, but don't let that stop you, man, from sending me in another joint, man. And next time, I'm pretty sure the website, the blog saw people that have the technical difficulty ironed out by next week, by next ill kill. You know what I mean?
No doubt, fam.
All right, homie, thanks for sending that record in, though.
Man. I appreciate the opportunity for sure.
No problem, man. Thanks for sending the record in, man. Tune into the show, though, man. And just make sure you send me more records, because we got other people that's been killed the first time, but then they send me something else in, and then they get on. You know what I mean?
I bet.
It happens all the time. Happens all the time. All right?
I remember the name. It's Jeremiah Da Vinci. Catch me on Reverb, YouTube, Facebook, Jeremiah Da Vinci.
All right, homie. Stand by.
All right.
Next up, and this is where I would do my little
It's a go, it's a go, and it's a go, it's a go, it's a go, it's a go, it's a go.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Really? Really?
It's a go, 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 it's a go.
wanna build a call of will. Vanessa says something, throw it till it's to the left. I'm drunk as hell, trying to sober to the bathroom. But I'm on point, you try me, I light up the whole world. Hey, I don't even smoke, they ask me where the loud at. Cause all I ain't with trap niggas, and my niggas, they got that set. Bossed up in this bitch, laugh at the PR. Cause you looking at me, nigga, and I'm looking like we on. Cool as fuck, got your bitch calling me free on. She twit picking my campaign, we trending, team too strong. This gin got me too gone, bitches got a few on. If he ain't talking paper, keep it pushing, nigga, stiff on. On your mark, set, ready, nigga, we won. Cause all we know is go straight, running through this marathon. If your girl disappears, she trying to have some fun. On something different, all these other niggas free run. We putting on.
Not really how my sound effects really sound. I'm literally having to take a phone and put it up to the speaker like this. So, no one, I don't even want to call back. All those people that were on the phone line that their switchboard dumped out and hung up on, I don't know. I guess maybe they thought that the show was over because what it did was actually cancel the show and actually end the episode. And then it ended the episode and then started a new one and let me start over back. Like I started up a whole new episode. That's why y'all heard the freaking startup music in the beginning. So I'm pretty sure the people heard, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. That ends this episode. So they're probably not going to fucking call back. And it's not my fault, but I think I'm going to go ahead and take a... I'm going to take whoever's on the phone line. It don't matter. Just because I kind of sort of like the song, and to be fair to the artist, I'm going to go ahead and put J.A. Cash and fill it and put it on the motherfucking subway anyway because his song got caught up in the middle of the bullshit, that technical difficulty that we had, well, that they had at Blog Talk Radio, not me, but that they had at Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to see what people think about it, but I'm going to put it on the subway anyway, man, because the song is all right to me anyway. I'm going to pull a rank, you know what I mean, just throw the song on the subway anyway. Anyway, we'll put it in rotation just because all that bullshit happened in the middle of the record anyway. But I asked a couple people that's on the phone line still. 504-606, what you think about that record?
That shit is ill.
All right. It's an ill. This is 678-308. What you think about that record?
Ill.
Ill, okay. It's going in the subway any goddamn way. I mean, shit, the whole shit went crazy in the middle of the nigga song. I ain't even gonna do him like that, so he gonna go on rotation any motherfucking way. Let's ask somebody else. 678-755, J.A. Cash, Ill or Kill.
That shit was ill, man.
Alright. See, now my decision is sound anyway. Now, I'm not even taking no more calls. I just had three people in a row tell me that the shit was ill. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not even feeling like I'm pulling rank with the whole situation. I'm just gonna put it on the subway anyway. You know what I mean? Throw him in rotation and he's gonna be live on K100 in their radio. Shout out to J.A. Cash, man. Sorry about all the technical bullshit that happened in the middle of your song, homie. Yeah, obviously it was out of my hands, you feel me? But we got you. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna put you in rotation. You know what I mean? And we're gonna run that, man. You know what I mean? Also, the other people who got ill tonight before everything went fucking haywire with the system. Let's see who else we had. Gutter Squad with Money. That got ill. Gonna make sure we get that on Mastermind with To The Max. That got ill. You know what I'm saying? And then the other two songs that we played got killed. The Tammy Lou song, it sounded like it was gonna get killed, but then that's when everything really just hit the fan and everything. So I don't know if that Tammy Lou record is gonna make it. I'm gonna have to bring that back on another Ill or Kill, because I'm kind of on the fence with that right there though. I don't know though. You know what I mean? And I also got a couple of more songs. Capo, Army of Two, Bomb, Young Damon. Peasy got killed with the Booty record. That got murked. You know what I mean? That got murked before everything went crazy. You know what I mean? So, you know. Trey Donya. You know what I mean? I got a couple people on the phone lines real quick. I'm just going to play a couple of these records, man, and see where it takes us. I kind of just want to cut the fucking show off at this point. I'm that agitated. You know what I mean? But, I don't know. I'm going to play some more records, man. I'm going to play some more music. I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to play some more of these guys' stuff. We still got a couple people on the phone lines, you know what I mean? If they're going to vote, then we'll take those votes as they are, you know what I'm saying? And we'll go ahead and put them on the subway, you know what I mean, since it's kind of ran them up from me right now at this particular point. Let's see. What do I want to play? Fetty Family? Let's see what this sounds like, you know what I mean? They did hit me up on the email. I'm going to play this right here real quick. Hold on, let me see. Fetty Family. Name of this record is called Role Model. Role Model. I'm going to go ahead and run it. You feel me? We got some people on the lines. You guys want to vote, make sure you hit the number one. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right, once again, apologize for the technical difficulties. You know what I mean? And we're going to run this. We're gonna run some music right here. Fetty Family, Role Model.
Life is based on decisions. Wear rosary beads, but I ain't that religious.
Nah.
Smoke weed, blow it out, and I'm replenished. Put your shorty on her knees like she praying. Have a blessing me like she need forgiveness.
Amen.
They so brand new, I'm vintage. That's why they can't handle their business. I got plans that's way better than jail. But the streets put an edge on the scale. Federal trails, the corner where the peddlers dwell. History repeats itself. It's young niggas on the corner that had somebody. Somebody put something in their hand, like 60 for me, and that 40 you could keep yourself. Earned them stripes without Adidas help. Live that life, I need to be in wealth. I'm like a pair of new Jordans on a sneaker shelf. They love me in the hood. Roll my
smoke your life away,
drink your life away,
talk your life away,
gamble your life away,
hustle your life away,
throw your life away.
Me and my niggas grew up the same way.
You can smoke your life away,
drink your life away,
talk your life away,
gamble your
your life away.
Hustle your life away.
Throwing your life away.
Me and my niggas grew up the same
way. My man up north, he got a newborn boy. He probably won't see him. I told him to keep his head up like if his nose bleeding. He told me to kill these niggas and get this rap cheese. Back to back V's, made back keys. Motivation for niggas that's pedal to the floor. Dreaming about a 7, but you riding at 15. Hoping I can guide you through 16s. Through the city, your big dreams. Motion picture shit, but I still stick to the script when I switch scenes. No dick pause. Me, I'm the uno, no Bruno, but we draw fours. Money in a sneaker box era. I'm here to make your speaker box better. Nigga, my shit equinox weather. Fuck your favorite rapper, though. He is not better. He's still a lame, but he just got cheddar. Fuck money, I get enough respect.
Roll my
smoke your life away.
Drink your life away.
Fuck your life away.
Gamble your life away.
Hustle your life away.
Throwing your life away.
Me and my niggas grew up the same way.
You can smoke your life away. Drink your life away.
Fuck your life away.
Gamble your life away.
Hustle your life away.
Throwing your life away.
Me and my niggas grew up the same way.
So basically, you know what I mean? So basically, I like that particular record, you know what I mean? I'm not going to play any more records. I'm just going to get rid of the end of the episode. The lines have dried up, probably because the freaking Blog Talk Radio people killed the episode and basically told everybody that was already on the line ready to vote that the show was ending. And so that's probably why the damn near 20 people that was on the line wanting to vote are not calling back. Yeah, so this episode is pretty much a bust. We did get a couple people that did get in rotation, though. We're gonna play. I'm gonna put that Faded Family on there, Role Model. I'm gonna go ahead and put that on there. I like that record myself. And basically, since no one else is pretty much on the line wanting to vote, just like 4 people on the line and none of them are raising their hand to vote, they're just listening. So I'm gonna be the motherfucker. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna be the person that decides whether or not it goes on, and I say yeah. All right. Fetty Family, Role Model, and then J.A. Cash Out, It's a Go, Mastermind to the Max, you know what I'm saying? And those are the people that's going to be in rotation. Sorry about the technical difficulties once again, you know, the other people that got killed, you know what I mean? Send me some more music, man, that's all I can tell you. K1's Internet Radio, man, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode because it's just pretty much ended itself anyway with all this craziness going on, all right? I'll catch you guys next episode, man. Whenever they get these tech issues resolved, I'm not even going to go live until they do. All right? Appreciate you guys' support. Appreciate everybody who's kept trying to call back in and tried to stick it out with me through all that BS. Once again, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. You know what? They already told me this month is free. I know it's free. You fucked up a live broadcast. I know I'm not paying this month. Later.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.